Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thanks for the jokes. Linda in Madison, Wisconsin. And John Kleinefin at Steiner Electric in Elk Grove Village. And Lou in St. Charles, we got your joke. Judy Bird in Frankfurt sent us one. And Helen in Milwaukee did. And Dave Carr did. And Kenton Piatone did. Floyd in Crown Point, Indiana. Susie in Sycamore. And Carol Sutter wrote, "Can I be your first listener in Lockport to get a mug or glass, please? I hope you are, Carol. We randomly select them on Fridays." John Latisik won a speed joke's coffee mug from us, and he wrote, "Now I'm getting a coffee mug. I can't wait for the mug to arrive. I will bring it with me to my job in Venice." We've heard about the shipping costs to Canada. I don't know what it's going to cost to send us one of those things to Venice.
Could it be Venice, California?
I'm hoping that it's in the U.S. of A, or I'll get yelled at. Sandy Mantle of Rochelle, Illinois writes, "P.S. I don't need a mug or glass. Thanks for the jokes." Hey, Dave, I know a woman who lost so much weight, her driver's license was actually correct.
Hey. That was a bad bash. I do that all the time.
Hey, Dave.
How much do you weigh?
Okay, wait. Hey, Dave, I know a guy who lost so much weight, his driver's license was actually correct. Here's one. Hey, John Williams, shout out to the people who demand to know what the opposite of in is. Hey, Dave, yesterday I bought gas for $1.39.
Wow, where'd you go?
Taco Bell. An applicant for the police department was asked, "What would you do if you had to write a speeding ticket for your mother-in-law?" And he correctly said, "Call for backup."
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray Angry Pickle Number 1, coming upon John Williams as Angry Pickle Number 2.
Deal with it!
Susie in Sycamore sent us Speed Jokes Top 10 that we will repeat here today. A snail got beat up by two turtles and went to the police. The cops said, "Did you get a good look at him?" And the snail said, "No, it all happened so fast." More dinosaur jokes today. What do dinosaurs use for their bathroom floors? Reptiles. What's the nickname for someone who puts his right hand in the mouth of a Tyrannosaurus? Lefty. Hey, Dave, how do you put a dinosaur in your refrigerator?
Didn't we already do this one, too?
Yeah,
you open
totally.
The door, take the elephant out, put the dinosaur in.
No, Dave, you open the door, you take the rhinoceros out and put the dinosaur in. Come on, Dave. My grandma says her cardiologist was flirting with her. He told her she had acute angina. My grandma says she's fortunate to have someone call and check on her every day. He's from India and is worried about her car warranty. Today I shocked my mailman by opening the door completely naked. I'm not sure what surprised him more, my nudity or the fact that I know where he lives. So...